The wish is that when our family and friends age, that their golden years will be filled with the pleasure and comfort they deserve. According to the results of a study my next guest is here to share, the times for seniors in New Jersey, at least, are more threatening than golden due to the elder abuse they are subjected to. This is a study prepared by Wallet Hub, and joining us now with the details is Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez. Thanks for being here today, Jill.
Thanks for having me.
And you can see this study as well at WalletHub.com. So what was the goal? What were you looking for with this particular survey and study?
Well, this time of charitable giving, a key segment of the population oftentimes gets forgotten about. So we wanted to really dive deeper there. We know that elder abuse is a real issue, a growing issue, and some states recognize that more than others. So we wanted to see which of those states are doing more for protection against this.
And if you look at New Jersey, which, by the way, don't feel insulted that we came out looking so bad in your survey, because in almost every other survey, we look like garbage, too, for various reasons, for taxes, business-friendly climate, and et cetera, et cetera. But in this case, as far as elder abuse, we were ranked number 48 in elder abuse, gross neglect, and exploitation complaints. Now, obviously, the higher the number, the worse the ranking. So that means there's a lot of complaints being lodged then.
Exactly. So there's a lot of complaints being lodged, and you said the top three: elder abuse, gross neglect, exploitation, oftentimes financially. And that doesn't happen by accident, right? So we're seeing really low scores when it comes to the resources that New Jersey is giving toward this problem, and lower scores when we look at protection and proactiveness. Right now, there's no financial elderly abuse laws in New Jersey, one of the few states that still doesn't have any. And there's not a lot of elder care organizations and services or abuse working groups to go around either.
Yeah, a lot of the times the work falls upon local police departments, and they're stretched to the max as well. The confusing part is, though, the complaints are as high as they are, making the state rank 48th. The total expenditures on elder abuse prevention puts us pretty much in the middle of the pack, around average. Yet if you look at number of elder care organizations and services, such as you pointed out, we're ranked 33rd, so it makes you wonder where all that money's going then.
Exactly. So when we're looking at expenditures, not only on the number of elder abuse complaints, prevention, legal assistance, long-term care facilities, you're right. New Jersey is the middle of the pack. Unfortunately, I think a lot of that money in New Jersey doesn't go as far as it would in many other states because it is so expensive, healthcare especially. Taxes, I think, kind of get into that as well. So New Jersey has it tough because it's such a high-tax state that kind of falls and snowballs into everything else.
One of the best ranking out of the survey for New Jersey, we ranked 20th, which is slightly, albeit, but at least above average, in the number of certified volunteer ombudsmen. So it seems, again, it's the confusing picture, which part of the reason you explain the financial elements and structure of the state. The tools are there, but it just doesn't seem like there's enough to build the work that needs to get done.
Right, and you just said it yourself. I mean, there are a lot of volunteers that are really paving the way here. So they're not waiting around for legislation to be passed or for policy to change. It's really good to see that at least some New Jerseyans are taking things into their own hands, and they're becoming advocates for residents of nursing homes, care homes, assisted living facilities. But hopefully, you know, they can work and inspire that at the state level.
Looking at our neighbor, just as a comparison, Pennsylvania ranked 10th. And that was, it's kind of a, you look at the top 10, which, by the way, Pennsylvania was number 10, North Carolina going up the list, Michigan, Vermont, Wisconsin, Iowa, Massachusetts, Arizona, D.C., and Nevada was ranked the best in elder abuse protections. Pennsylvania, weird number. They were the prevalence rank was that puts them fourth, which is on the low end, and that's a good number. The resources rank was 31. It's almost an opposite of the New Jersey picture, where in Pennsylvania they have fewer resources, but the elder abuse rate is significantly lower.
Yes, the other thing that Pennsylvania has, and I think this is why they can get away with less resources, is because they have better legislation.
Okay.
Meaning that the legislation actually exists. So I think that's really how Pennsylvania and New Jersey differ, even though they are right next to each other.
Now, obviously, as I mentioned, Nevada was the top of your list in the study. What is it that they're doing so right? If you the survey, and you'll see it when you go to wallahub.com, has a score for each state. Nevada's score was a 72.1. New Jersey's was a 21.3, which shows you just the, and that didn't put us far from the absolute bottom, oh, by the way. But what is it that Nevada is doing so right that other states apparently are in dire need to learn from?
Nevada has the lowest prevalence of these types of complaints, and that's because they pour a lot of resources into it, and they have some of the best elder abuse protections in the country. And you'll find, and we already kind of went over this with Pennsylvania and New Jersey, that this is not a regional issue at all. It has a lot to do with the share of the population that are elderly or becoming elderly, which Nevada has a very high share of. Arizona, Iowa, North Carolina, as you mentioned, all in the top 10, all kind of in a similar boat there. And because of that, the state acts proactively. It wants to make sure that it keeps its elderly protected and that it keeps being a place where people flock to or people come to retire.
That's certainly part of the lesson New Jersey has to learn from, because as the population ages and they want to have their, you know, their run down the home stretch in comfort and safety, why would you want to stay in a state where you're not going to have any sort of protection? And on top of that, where it's expensive to live. So New Jersey, along with not being very inviting for businesses, is not being very inviting for the retirement years.
Absolutely. And, you know, you think of a state like, oh, people don't retire there. But still, this is affecting the entire country. Right now, the population age 65 and up is expected to double to about 85 million by 2050. And that's because baby boomers began turning 65 back in 2011. So this is going to affect every single state, whether they are looking at it that way or not.
Again, you can find this study at wallahub.com. It's entitled 2017 States with the Best Elder Abuse Protections. You can look up your state as well. And when you look up your state, and much like hopefully you listening in New Jersey are going to see, you are indeed going to want to tap your state representative on the shoulder and say, some legislation needs to be enacted to better care for our parents, our grandparents, just the senior population of the state, because for the rankings that New Jersey has received in this study and the reasons for those rankings, it is certainly an alarm that changes do have to be made and better protection has to be extended to the growing senior population. Again, you can see the study at wallethub.com. We've been joined by Wallet Hub analyst Jill Gonzalez. Jill, thanks for the information for being here today.
Anytime.